Where have we ever gone? I'm not too sure. What a performance. If you don't know what's just happened, where have you been, mate? It's full time. It's Senegal 0, it's Algeria 1. We've beaten the reigning African champions in their own backyard, on their turf, in Dakar, and they've been done with an absolute Belmadi job. Three times, Belmadi 3, CC 0. Has anyone seen Mane? Has anyone seen Jackson? Has anyone seen Idrissa Gueye? Has anyone seen Mendy? Has anyone seen Koulibaly? Has anyone seen Taranga Lions? Has anyone seen anything? All I've seen is a Belmadi masterclass. That's what I'm saying. Just back him. Stop criticising him. Yes, criticise when he plays dumb players to see if they're good or not. But you got to trust the man. He's actually brought the trophy home against these lot. They're no mugs. They just beat Brazil not too long ago in a friendly. We've just done them again. I tell you what, if you're Senegalese, you must absolutely hate us, right? Because you win, you've lost an AFCON final to us. We've beaten you three times on the spin. In the last 4 years, Algeria have beaten Senegal three times. They haven't even scored a goal against us. Like, they're not even there. Anyway, I tell you what makes this victory even more huge. Imagine come the tournament. So we play Senegal quarterfinal, semi-finals, even maybe the final again. It's going to be in their heads. Whatever Cissé, Mané, whatever they do in that dressing room, it's going to be in their heads. Oh my God, we have Algeria. We just can't beat them. It's going to become a mental block. We're their bogey team. The game has changed. I'm telling you guys, the game has changed. The ball is in our court now. We have got to jump on this. We've got to make the most of this. That is a huge win. Do not underestimate and say it's just a friendly. The performance. We know so much now about what the starting team will probably be for the first group game of the tournament, assuming everyone's fit. We know pretty much now what it's going to be. Really, really good game. Taking the game properly. Two African heavyweights. That's why Cissé said the whole continent was waiting for this game. And boy, did it deliver. It was such a great game. Even at 0-0, even at half-time, cracking game. So much to talk about. What a beautiful stadium that they have in Dakar. That stadium's fantastic. I think Senegal are going to host AFCON in 27. I think they'll get it, and rightly so. Beautiful stadium. And Senegal went full strength, didn't they? Mendy in goal, Koulibaly at the back, Pape Sarr in the middle with Idrissa Gueye, Ndiaye from Marseille, Mane, Nicolas Jackson. Proper Senegal. And it was proper Algeria as well. Mandrea has started the last two games. That is now confirmed. I've been asking it for a while. Anthony Mandrea is Algeria's brand new number one goalkeeper. I don't think Rice and Bolle, he's got any chance of getting a look in now. Mandrea is the number one. He's kept two clean sheets in a row in two different countries, two different stadiums against Tanzania and Senegal. And he was my man of the match. Although it could have been Fagouli. We'll get to that in a second. Mandrea, unbelievable. So many saves, particularly in that first half. So many saves. He got to Jackson. The amount of chances that Jackson missed. And if anyone's a Chelsea fan, or if you've watched Chelsea a lot this season, and you're wondering why they've been so poor, I think that Nkunku injury has forced them to play Jackson. He's got 1 in 4. I think, and the one was against Luton at home. I mean, I'd probably do that. Three huge chances Jackson missed. The one at the end when Mane does so well, lifts the ball into the box, and Jackson heads over from 3 yards. He didn't even hit the target. But in the first half, some really, really good saves from Mandrea. He was outstanding. It looked like Senegal just could not get past Mandrea today. I'm so impressed. You've got to think about it. It's a full Senegal crowd, Senegalese crowd, in their stadium. And Mandrea's just rocked up and said, "Thou shall not pass, mate," like a brick wall. Unbelievable. So Mandrea is the number one keeper. That's brilliant. That's one position sorted. And probably Zuckerman will be the number two. So we know Mandrea's in goal. And I feel comfortable now with him in goal. I feel safe. I feel like a shot's going to come in across. I feel like he's going to deal with it in the right way. Hopefully. Inshallah. Mashallah to that performance. Don't want to give him evil eye and all that. It was brilliant. It was so good. And I'm so happy for Mandrea. Because he's getting a bit of stick. Particularly with the games against Niger. He's come in. He's made that shirt. He's done a bloody job. Right? He's kept Mane quiet. He's kept Jackson quiet. Big saves against top players, against AFCON winning players, Champions League winning players, Premier League players. So buzzing for him. So Mandrea, the back four, we knew it would be that back four. We spoke about it in the preview. Ait Nouri and Youssef Al-Tahan will be the two fullbacks. If fit, they will start. And it will be Ben Sebaini and Mandy. I thought they both played well today. I thought the back four did all right. I thought Youssef Al-Tahan was getting forward a lot, which we know he likes to do because he has got that dribbling ability down that right-hand side. But sometimes he got caught out. And Mane just sprinted down empty space because Al-Tahan was so far forward And you saw throughout the game the likes of Mahrez and Benrahma and Shaibi, Feghouli doing a lot of defensive work, a lot of tracking back. And that was the sort of performance. It genuinely reminded me, for the first time in yonks, in years, it was like an AFCON 2019 performance, any of the games, where we got a goal, we let the other team have the possession, but we fought for every ball, we defended resolutely, the keeper had a good game, and that is the sort of performance. If we take that going into the tournament, it'd be huge. You think these players now, they're dressing room, they're buzzing, they've just beaten the champions in their stadium. If you beat them, theoretically, you should be able to beat everyone, all things being equal. It's a huge win. So the back four, that's probably going to be the back four and the keeper come AFCON. Now, the midfield was very interesting. Feghouli spoke a few weeks ago about the possibility of him being a sort of defensive central midfielder. What a performance! He covered every blade of grass. If it wasn't for all the saves that Mandrea was making, I would have been more than happy to give the man of the match to Sofyan Feghouli. What a player. Whether or not he starts, if he starts, great. If he doesn't, we need him there. A fit Feghouli has got to be on the plane, playing regular football in Turkey. He's only 33 still, remember. He's not crazy old. He's only a year older than Mahrez, isn't he? So I think Feghouli has to go to the AFCON, even if he's not going to start. He's got to go. And what a player to start. He'll be more than fighting for a place to start. He is superb. Feghouli was fantastic. He was blocks, interceptions. He made more blocks and tackles in the first 20 minutes than Zorogan did in the whole game against Tanzania. I mean, really, really good. Not surprised he came off with cramp. He was everywhere, always fighting for the shirt, never moaning when he was away, never complaining about being left out of squads. He's fought his way back. He's earned his way back. He is so trustworthy. He could be that Guardiola-type player 4 years ago. He was so good. Obviously, Zerouki played with Shaibi. Shaibi got the goal. I think I'd be more thinking towards a Bonassa, Awar, Shaibi midfield three, assuming those are fit. If Bonassa is going to be out for the tournament, I hope he's not, inshallah, but you might see Feghouli, Awar and Shaibi. Shaibi so much better in that number eight role. Not that left wing position where he was ineffective against Tanzania. In that number eight, in the midfield, more of a say on the game. And what a header. Mahrez the captain. When you don't have much of the ball, you need quality delivery, set pieces, left footed in. Shaibi, I didn't know he had that in his locker. What a goal. His first goal for Algeria, although he should have had a couple in a recent game, shouldn't he, against Uganda when he had two disallowed for no reason. Brilliant header. Fantastic goal. Taking our chances. We should have scored in the first half when Baghdad Bounedjah broke away with Zerouki. It was a brilliant save again from Diallo. So close range. Mane put the ball in. Diallo had the shot. Mandrea saves it. Bang counter-attack. Bounedjah is through. He looked like a player but shot of confidence. He thought, why didn't you just put your laces through it? You literally scored against these mugs in the flipping final of the tournament. Like, just hit it, mate. You saw what happened last time you've whacked it against Senegal. It hit bloody, what's his name? That centre-back. And it went in as his goal, but it was like basically a fluky own goal. Right? Salif Sane, wasn't it? Just hit the ball, mate. What are you giving it to Ramis for? Zerouki can barely make a 5-yard pass. What are you giving it to him? So what does Zerouki do? He gives it straight back to him. Pair of Muppets. By the time Bounedjah gets a shot away, Senegal are getting players back. They're defensively organised. And Mendy just gets it easily. But anyway, Bounedjah was poor. I thought he was poor, frustrated. I mean, ball's getting pinged to him and he's putting them out of play. Amora comes on, looks very, very good when he comes on. I mean, there was one bit where he uses pace to try and get round Koulibaly. He was not winning that battle, mate. Listen, you could try as hard as you want, Mohamed. You're not beating Koulibaly for physique and strength. He just bullied him off the ball. Like, Koulibaly was watching Amora just pace it past him. He just stood there like, I find it quite funny. And Benrahma on the left, in terms of attacking output, didn't really see anything. But defensively, Saeed did work very, very hard off the ball. You look at the amount of times he sprinted all the way back down that left-hand side. And Jaya was ineffective. And Barama worked very hard defensively. Not much output attacking. I would have played him more up front instead of Bounedjah from the start. I said that in the preview as well. But I think the whole Bounedjah scored against Senegal in the AFCON final factor kind of played into it. We saw Amora come on. Zorgan came on. Boudaoui looked good when he came on. I much prefer Boudaoui to Zorgan. He looked good when he came on. I think Bortnani got a couple of minutes at the end as well. But most of our changes were because of injury. Feghouli couldn't run. So Shaibi had to come off that midfield. When you resolute it with Boudaoui in there, Zerouki's obviously in there, and Zorgan in there, in terms of 10 minutes out to see a game out, that's what you want. You want defensive-minded players. It'll just hoof it anywhere. So overall, Senegal 0, Algeria 1. We're getting closer to knowing that lineup. Remember, Amin Gouiri is going to come into this side. So you expect him to go straight up top. And when he does, and if it is going to be Egypt and one other, it'd be really interesting to see how the team does and stretching teams. But great performance. That's two clean sheets in a row. That's huge for Algeria securing a place in pot one of the AFCON draw. Being in Senegal will do wonders for the FIFA ranking, especially with Egypt losing and us drawing against Tanzania. That should be us in pot one. So that's a positive. We're going to avoid some big teams in that group phase. We're going to avoid the likes of Senegal. We're going to avoid the likes of Morocco, Tunisia probably, Egypt. So Ivory Coast as well, the host we can't get in the group stage. That's really, really important. Remember the last AFCON, we got Ivory Coast in the group stage. We don't need to dwell on that for much longer. So I'm buzzing with that. Very, very good performance. Looking forward now to seeing how the team evolves. The team now, what he's got to do, Bon Mardi, is I think he knows the 11. What we've got to do now in the friendlies is get them playing together, gelling with each other, getting them to know each other's positions and awareness. That's what we've got to do. No more testing, lads. Get Goury in there. Get Larussi in there for a bit, and that's it. Because I don't think any more sort of bi-nationals are going to come in. I'd be shocked if, apart from Goury and Larussi, there'd be any more. I think we've got enough there to go and have a real shot at winning the tournament. I'm very, very pleased. I'm very, very satisfied. But Muddy is going to be buzzing with that because he would have proved a lot of people wrong. And now we know the 24 teams that will be participating in the Africa Cup of Nations. The lineup's been complete. Cameroon beat Burundi 3-0 to secure that. It was 0-0 at half-time and Burundi had a perfectly good goal. Chalked off for offside, Kel Saprees. Anana did keep them in that first half. Cameroon and Namibia do secure those final two spots. Burundi miss out. We now know the 24 teams in that draw next month. So let's see what happens. But Algeria are back.